Brothers and sisters, it's always important for us to understand context, to know really what is going on around us. What's taking place? Let me give you an example. I remember a priest was given a new assignment. As a matter of fact, it was in Lewiston. And one of his parishes was in Wilson, everyone. And remember, Wilson isn't actually within a town, the parish itself, the church. It's actually out in the middle of the country. So that first weekend, everyone, he was taking the back roads. And as he was drawing along, he came to the church. He got out, everyone. He went into the church, went into the sacristy, opened the sacristy doors. And he looked at the vestments, and he thought, these are kind of odd. They look kind of strange. Okay? But he said, remember now, this is his first weekend. This is the time to rock the boat. Okay? All of a sudden, one of the parishioners came up to him, and he said, and they said, Father, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're in the wrong church. You're in a Lutheran church. Sure enough, everyone, if you're ever going to Winona, I want you to look off to the north. And there is actually on the side road between Rushford and Winona, there's actually a Lutheran church. The Wilson Church, you actually have to get to the Winona exit, take 43 north, and it's off to the left. So what does he do, everyone? He's kind of embarrassed, you know. He leaves the church, thanks the person, gets into his vehicle. Sure enough, going out, there's the sign, Trinity Lutheran Church. There it is. No, what's taking place? It's important for us to understand that with today's gospel. Everyone, we're in the 21st chapter of Matthew's gospel, verses 33 to 43, everyone. And for us to understand this parable, we have to understand, again, the surroundings, the context. So what's happened? It's the beginning, everyone, of the journey of Jesus with Holy Week. First, 21st chapter is actually the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem, everyone, riding on a donkey. And as he comes into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, what do they say to him? Hail, King of the Jews. Now, if Jesus had been silent, we realize everything would have probably turned out vastly different. As a matter of fact, they would have probably made him king. But what does he do, everyone? He goes into the temple area, sees the money changers, and what does he do? Throws their tables over and basically tells them, you thieves. This is a house of prayer, not a house to cheat. Of course, the religious leaders get wind of this, and so they go up to him and they ask him a question. Okay? By what authority do you do this? So Jesus turns and asks them a question. He says, I'll tell you if you can answer this question. Here it is. John the Baptist, his baptism, was it of human origin or divine origin? So they huddle together and they say, well, if we say of divine origin, you know what he's going to tell us? Then how come you didn't listen to him? If we say of human of origin, many people think of him as a prophet. We could have a riot on our hands. So they go back to him and say, you know something? We really don't know how to answer. And so Jesus says, then I'm not going to answer you. Now, can you imagine what that was like for the religious leaders? That only fueled the fire. Now they were determined more than ever to say, this man, we're going to do everything we can to put him to death. And he doesn't stop there. Think about that. He's fueled the fire enough to say, you know this, what? I could be quiet now and we get to the point, but he doesn't. Instead, he gives us a series of parables, and one of them is the parable of today. Let's look at it today. People, this is a vineyard. We realize a landowner builds a vineyard, and it's a vineyard that we would all blush to have. Listen to this. It's a vineyard. He puts a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and what does he do? Get this. Think about this. He builds a tower in a vineyard. How many of you ever seen a vineyard and seen a tower in it? I never have. But it's a vineyard to blush over. What do we do from a tower, everyone? It helps us to do what? It helps us to see. To see. Okay, I'm going to share with you a little story. My parents to this day, everyone, still plant a garden. A couple years ago, I remember they planted a garden, everyone, and they planted beets. And one night they went out into the garden, or one morning, they went out to the garden and they realized the top of the beets had been eaten off. They couldn't figure out what it was. So my sister had one of these wildlife cameras. She set it up to see what was going on. She got it set up, everyone, went by it herself, took a picture. Everything was working. All right? So sure enough, everyone, the next morning, they go out to the vineyard. Now, remember, the night before, the tops were taken off. Now, all of a sudden, all the beets have been eaten. Who did this? Well, let's get to it. Go to the wildlife camera. Picture on it. Pictures of my dad. Now, did my dad do it? I don't think so. When you go out to the garden, and I even looked at it myself, you could see just a sheer, beautiful deer tracks. Big tracks, little tracks. So it was obvious a mother had brought a fawn or fawns, and they had gone down the row of beets the night before, eating the tops off, and now what do? They dug them up, and they ate every single one, right first to the last, right up to the first onion. Never touched the onion. Every single one. Now, why the camera didn't take a picture, I don't know. But you know what advice I would give them? Build a tower. Put a watchman in it and see what's happening. A tower. Okay? Today we hear that story, though, of that vineyard owner. And I want you to pretend you're the owner and I'm your tenant. What do you expect of me? Three things. Pay your rent. Number two, what do I want of you? Take care of my land. Number three, when I come by it, everyone, and remember, I may live a long ways away, but when I come by it, what do you think I want to see? I want to see it clean. It makes me take pride in what I have. It also makes me take pride in what you have, but it also takes pride in me as a tenant too, because you realize that what you see, your land is clean. I, as the tenant, am doing my work. Now, one of those is violated today. Which one is it? Someone doesn't pay the rent. Okay, owner says to me, the tenant, pay your rent. What do I say? No. Now, people understand this. We were always taught in the seminary, if you're ever going to preach a homily, never preach a homily to the people only. Preach it to yourself first, and then preach it to the people. If you're ever preaching a homily to the people and the people alone, don't ever preach it. And here's where that comes in. I don't know if I would have been as patient as this vineyard owner. Think about this. What does he do? He sends servants to the tenants, and what do? One they kill, one they beat, one they stone. So what does he do? He sends more the second time. What happens? They kill some, they beat some, and they stone some. Now imagine if you were the owner and all of a sudden those that were stoned or beaten somehow made their way back and you saw what had happened to them physically. Would you have really sent the son? Would you have sent your son? And that's what makes God different. He tries, and he tries one more time. People, I remember there was a priest who had a friend who really gambled, everyone, and he put almost all of his money, everyone, into stocks. And what happened, everyone? At one time, the stock market, as we know, crashed. He almost lost everything. And after that experience, the friend went up to the priest and he said this: you can be a bull, you can be a bear, but you can't be a pig. You can be a bull, you can be a bear, but you can't be a pig. What did he mean by that, everyone? He meant this: that we get in big trouble when we try to overextend ourselves, when we overdo it. So it's simple. God's the owner. We're the tenants. Pay the rent. What's the rent? Vigilance and diligence in holiness. It's the rent we owe. So let's think about that. Let's pray for that diligence. Let's pray for that vigilance today within each one of our lives.